In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not his benefits. He heals all your ills. That's yesterday's psalm at Mass. He heals all your ills. Bless the Lord. When's the last time you blessed the Lord? Yeah, when you said glory to God in the highest, yep. But what about the rest of the week? Do you bless the Lord? Oh, I praise you. I bless you. I worship you. I glorify you. I honor you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not his benefits. What benefit? You're alive today in the United States of America. You have freedom. It might be taken away from us, but we have freedom now to do what we need to do. But you see, are we blessing the Lord? Are we praising God? God inhabits the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. Do you know that today? But I don't feel good. Come on now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not his benefits. He heals all your ills.
God, he inhales our worship and he exhales his glory. He wants to exhale his glory upon you. Bless the Lord today because you are so blessed. We did not choose Christ. Christ chose you. You did not choose to listen to this broadcast today. You were chosen to hear the word of God. Not everyone in this world has been chosen to be in Christ. And we have the benefits, not only of eternal life in heaven, which is the ultimate benefit, but you have benefits in this life, that you get to be a light of the world. That what affects the world does not affect you and Christians. That you have the miracle power of God working in you, through you, and for you. That you have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. That you can be healed from all your past. That you can be set free of this world. And that you can live with the heavenly perspective. You know, when we have Christ, we have the opportunity to look up to God and not out at the world. And what's going on up there in heaven? You know, the saints are praying for you. The angels are interceding for you. The Father's sitting on his throne. Jesus is watching you, but the Holy Spirit is within you on this earth. And he gives you all knowledge. You know, in the Bible it says the love of God surpasses all knowledge. So by knowing the love of God, you can surpass all this knowledge of the world. And it's through the Holy Spirit. You know, the anointing you'll feel on this broadcast, it's the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the anointing. And it's just so amazing. God just wants you to know today that you did not choose him. He chose you. So bless him today.
In the scripture, I believe the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, the Lord says, "You are precious in my sight." I don't know how you feel today. Maybe you don't feel very precious, but you are precious in the sight of God today. He has good things in store for you. You just got to get out of his way. Mother Angelica says, get out of his way, and he will do great things for you. I want to talk a little bit about Mother Angelica. Many years ago, she went to a studio, and she said to the man, I have $200. I want to put one of those things up in the air. He said, what is one of those things? He said, you mean a satellite? Yes. You have $200? Yes, they're all God's money. You'll never be able to do it. She's all over the world today. She started with $200 in the vision of God that she wanted to put something up in the air. She didn't even know how to call it. And she's all in the world today. She's gone back to God. But the station still preaches the Lord and preaches the Catholic Church. Oh, yes, Mother Angelica. She didn't even know it was a satellite. But you know what? God told her, Mother, you're going to do this for me. She got out of the way, and God did it. And it's still going on. This is amazing. This is totally amazing how God can use this little woman. I want to tell you, many of the bishops thought about it, but they're still thinking. Mother Angelica did it, and it's still running. You see, thinking about things don't get you much very far. You can think about it for a while, but if you don't act upon it, you're not going to get it. In faith, Mother Angelica acted upon the voice that she heard from God. She didn't even know what a satellite was, and yet today it's still running. This is God's work. He calls you precious. He calls you precious today. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. Tell the Lord, I bless you. I worship you. I glorify you. I honor you. I bless you. I worship you. I glorify you. I honor you. He inhabits the praises of his people. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And you are precious in his sight. Now, don't fight with me. I don't feel precious. I don't care if you don't feel precious. If God says you're precious, you know what? You're precious. You can either accept it by faith or say, well, I don't feel it. I don't feel it either. But you want to know what? I'm precious in the sight of God. I'm precious, not for what I do, but for who I am. I am precious. And I don't feel precious either, but I am precious for who I am, then for what I do. Oh, yes, we started this radio ministry in 1984. I thought we were going to be on 6 months. We've been on 37 years. Who has kept this radio on? The Lord Jesus Christ, not me. I've just done the best I could, preaching the best I could. People say, you talk with the Boston accent. I said, so what? I'm still speaking the word of God. Say the word car, not ca, car. Anyway, I'm a Bostonian, and I am preaching to people in Phoenix, Arizona, New Jersey, the western part of Massachusetts. I am preaching to people in Florida today, and only God knows where else. Why? Because God opened the door for us. And when God opens the door, you know what you do? You either walk through it, or you just say, I don't know. I haven't got the power. God opened the door for us, and we walk through it.
You're precious for who you are, not what you do. You are precious just for who you are, not for what you do. But upon receiving that revelation, you'll start to do everything for the Lord. Once you realize You are precious to God because when the Father sees you, he doesn't see you. He sees you tied into Jesus. Then you begin to realize who you are in Christ. And when you understand who you are as a new creation in Jesus, then you begin to do marvelous works for him. You know, Father Tom's so right. Don't think, just act. You know, we can spend our whole life thinking. But everything good comes from God. And every desire, good desire on our heart is from the Lord. So Mother Angelica might not have known what a satellite was. But she knew that the desires of our hearts come from God. And he's just looking at us to step out in faith and he'll do the rest. You know, God is such a, he has a plan for you. Hearing this broadcast is part of it. Getting faith is part of it. Listening to Father Tom. But we can spend forever trapped in our own brains, in our own minds. Well, all you need to do is take the first step out. You know, when you realize how precious you are because of how much God loves you, and you understand how much God loves you, then you can truly love God and love yourself. It's all about love, guys. Like we said, there's faith, hope, and love. But love is the greatest. Jesus came to preach the love of heaven. There's no love without justice. But truly, God loves you in an amazing way. And upon that revelation, then all things become open, all things become healed, and all things become possible. So better than say it, I'll just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you to pour out the love coming from the throne room, the love and the life coming from the river of life. Just pour upon everyone. So out of their stomachs will flow rivers of living water.
Do you know why you're precious? I'm going to tell you why. He shed his blood for you. His blood, the blood of Jesus, was shed for you. That makes you precious. I received a letter from Diane, and Diane asked me to pray for her son, Michael. Michael, Lord, get him. Bring him to the cross. Get him, Lord. Fill his life with joy. Fill his life with peace. Fill his life with love. Diane says, no one talks about the blood but you people. I tell you, it's by the blood that we are precious. Oh, yes, God shed his blood for you. That's real. And life is in the blood. You know who tells us that? The Bible. And now science took 2,000 years for them to wake up. Life is in the blood. I tell you, there is no covenant without the cutting of blood. Without blood, there is no forgiveness. Without the shedding of Jesus' blood, there is no forgiveness. But he shed his blood. And he not only shed his blood, he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. How we need to know the power of the resurrection. You know resurrection power? I was once at a Catherine Kuhlman service. I wasn't a priest. I wasn't a seminarian. I went to Pittsburgh, wherever it was, Pennsylvania. And I remember taking a little boy in my arms, because the father had two children and he wanted her to pray for the two children. When I stepped out of the aisle, I was in a place where there was an overflow of the glory. I started to breathe it in. It was an overflow, like I was under Niagara Falls spiritually. And I was breathing it in. It was real. It was real. It was real. And that little boy she thought was my son, she says, heal these people and heal this father in the name of Jesus. And I fell over in the spirit. But I tell you, this is real. This is real. I loved Catherine Kuhlman. I loved listening to her at 11 o'clock in the morning. And she would say, and have you been waiting for me? I knew you'd be there. Just think, as long as God is still on the throne and hears and answers prayer, everything's going to come out all right. God is on the throne, and he hears and answers your prayer. And you are filled with the blood of Jesus. You are the glory of God. I remember Judy Boyle's little daughter many years ago on Easter. She was sitting in the back of the church with her mother. She said to her mother, I am the glory of God. And she looked at her and said, God truly lived in that little girl. Now she's a nurse, I think. God bless her.
Yeah. In the day of Pentecost, everyone was in one accord. That's why the Holy Spirit fell. You know, we're all Christians. We're called to be in one accord. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the resurrection power. Father Tom, I'm going to give the full testimony tomorrow, but like very briefly, yes, last week we were ministering on Medicine Mile. We watched a man get run over by a car, have his head split open, streaming rivers of blood down the street. You know, I ran over, we prayed for him, asked him if he knew the Lord, because dying isn't scary. Only dying without Jesus is. After a minute, he was still unconscious. But then we did what the Bible commanded and started praying in tongues. Started praying in the Spirit for him. And he woke up. You know, and he was able to get to the ambulance and able to patch his head. But you know, even the man who ran him over, I was asking him if he knew the Lord. He said he did know Jesus as his Savior. He was a Seventh-day Adventist. Now, Pentecostal, Catholic, Seventh-day Adventist. You know, if we're all together in Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants us all in one accord. I said, that's amazing, brother. Because we are saved by the blood of the Lord. We are saved by Jesus. We've been chosen before all of eternity to be united with God who came down in man. It says it's all free. He set you free from the vices of this world. You know, life is in the blood. Sin is in the blood. That's why when we're cleansed, our blood is cleansed with the blood of Jesus. That's why a lot of times people are healed of diseases, healed of infirmities. That's why when we're in the glory of God, we get set free of addictions. We get set free of anxieties and fears. You know, the perfect love of God is the only thing that drives out all fear. Because fear isn't from the Lord. You know, a lot of times the enemy, the devil, he creates a problem, then he gives us his answer. Creates another problem, gives us his answer. You know, we have anxiety, we do yoga, we have pain, we do Reiki. But the only answer is the cross. You know, sin makes things complicated. If there's things in your life right now that are complicated, it's probably because sin is involved. Because God is very simple. He works in simplicity. He wants faith like a child. Once you have faith as a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Even among the saints, no saints performed miracles who didn't have the heart of a child. Because that is the ultimate. You know, and the anointing that you feel right now when Father Tom was speaking, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. He's not only the healer, but he's a comforter. You know, the Holy Spirit's a free gift is born again, saved believers of Jesus Christ. That the Holy Spirit will come down and not only free us, but he'll comfort us in times of trouble. You know, last week, a priest came to Father Tom to receive prayer to get the anointing. And now the anointing goes forward. There's charismatic prayer service and healing service every Thursday at the Carmelite Chapel. Now at 7 o'clock at the North Shore Mall. And the anointing was transferred through the Holy Spirit, through Father Tom. He uses people. He's using him on the radio right now. What you feel right now is the glory of God. I could feel the glory of God so powerfully when Father Tom was telling his testimony of Niagara Falls and falling over. And that's happening right to you right now. Because as people share the testimonies, the same experiences they have received are there for you to receive. As they speak of healings, the healings are in the Spirit. So grab them now. Grab the anointing. God is outside space and time. He is so great. He has chosen you to listen to Father Tom and have him open up the realm of the Spirit towards you. I was listening the other day. They say the reason why miracles often break out in Africa and Asia and not in America, it's the same God. It's because there they truly know how to court and praise the Lord, but also they understand the spirit realm. You know, there's a realm of angels. There's a realm of Jesus that exists. There's a realm of heaven. And you know, we cannot love what we don't understand. So we just ask, Lord, to help us understand the realm of heaven. Help us understand the Father. Help us understand Jesus, because as we better understand him, we can better love him. And as we better love him, we can better receive him. And it's done through the Holy Spirit, which we impart to you now in Jesus' name.
Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. What shall I do for all the Lord has given me? I will take the cup of salvation, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. When's the last time you went to Mass? When the priest takes the cup of salvation and raises it up before the people, the blood of Jesus. See, it's all in his blood. I can't preach enough about his blood. His blood covers me. Before I go to bed, I usually ask, Lord, cover me with your blood. And then in the morning, I've been saying, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Father. Oh, yes. I need to say these things. I need to say these things. I need to say these things. I'm going to end by saying, you, point to yourself, are precious, point to yourself, in the eyes, point to yourself, of God. You are precious in the sight of the Lord. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, Mary said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the spotless womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Go to Days of Glory on your computer or on your phone. Days of Glory. It will tell you about the School of the Holy Spirit that's going to be held between July 25th and 31st at the Crown Plaza Hotel. You're welcome to come. It's in Woburn. Go to Days of Glory. It will tell you all about the School of the Holy Spirit held at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Woburn, July 25th to the 31st, 2021. Go there and come expecting, come praising, come worshiping, come knowing that you are precious in the sight of God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.